Hey there, I'm Kathy, and welcome to Jesus for Her. If this is your first time tuning in, here I talk about all things Jesus. So if Jesus is Lord and Savior over your life, then you are in the right place. So today I just wanted to go over the topic of anger. The Bible recognizes both righteous and unrighteous anger. And I briefly discussed anger in episode 2, where I talked about fighting with others. And I noted that anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. So today I wanted to dive into this topic a little further. Let's talk about God's anger first. In Psalm 7:11, it lets us know that God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. So God holds the position of moral authority and fairness. He judges actions and intentions fairly and honestly. When it says that he's angry with the wicked every day, it just means that God disapproves of wrongdoing and injustice. A good example of God's anger was displayed in Matthew 21:12-13. That's when Jesus started flipping tables. So let me read that to you. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be called a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." So this scene was intense. Jesus was just passionate. And in John's gospel, he even took out the whip. So I really wish I was there to witness that. So the money changers were taking advantage of the people by overcharging them for the lambs that was needed for the sacrifice. They knew that people needed a perfect lamb for the sin sacrifice and that they would spend the money because they needed it. That's corruption. The money changers weren't doing it so the people could get closer to God. They were doing it because it was becoming a place of profit instead of a sacred place. And God does not like corruption. God does not like the wickedness. This was a way of God displaying his righteous anger for the wicked. But that's God, and we are just humans. So we have to be careful with our anger, because anger and sin can be very deeply interconnected. God is perfect and he's just in his anger. For us, anger can be a consequence of sin, and also sin can be a consequence of anger. For example, let's say in a situation where somebody wrongs somebody, like you see someone being bullied, or you see somebody getting robbed, or you witness racism, you witness physical abuse, you witness somebody lying, the initial reaction is anger. This is a response to sin. And just like Jesus, who was angry when he saw the corruption at the temple, that's a normal response. But if we're not careful in our anger, it will lead us to sin. And this is kind of what I wanted to dive into a little deeper today. Sometimes in our anger, we curse people. A curse is just declaring harm, ill, or misfortune on someone. And that's just like dabbling in witchcraft. It may not be intentional, but it works in the same way. Some self-proclaimed witches and pagans, they place curses on people with words through black magic. So that's what they practice. So curses are fueled by negative emotions. They're fueled by anger, jealousy, and revenge. And in Proverbs 18:21, it says, "The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences." So this proverb just highlights the impact of our words, both positive and the negative. So whether you use your words positively or negatively, you will reap what you sow. I would even go as far as saying that your thoughts can be just as harmful. This is why you need to be careful when you're talking to your children, when you're talking to your family, your friends, when you're angry. Those "I hope you die," or "you're stupid," or "you'll never amount to any," or any derogatory words. Our words have the power of life and death. You can use it to kill someone spiritually or bring life to them. And thank God that God is a God of justice, because many times we say things that we do not mean, and the last thing that we mean is for real harm to come to someone's way. And it says in Proverbs 26:2, "Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim." So God will not uphold a curse that is not justified. He is the God of justice. And the truth is, we don't have that kind of power to cause misfortune onto someone. Wishing harm and misfortune and evil on someone is a sin. It's morally wrong. That's an act of hatred, which is actually the opposite of what Jesus preached, to love and to forgive. Let's go to Ephesians 4:26. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. For anger gives a foothold to the devil. So the devil only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He will gladly honor this kind of request. So be careful with your words. Don't let the devil in. Proverbs 29:11. Fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly holds it back. So Solomon is saying that people who lack wisdom or self-control express their anger openly without any consideration for the consequences. They react impulsively. They let their emotions dictate their actions. And one good example of this is Will Smith and Chris Rock during the situation in the Academy Awards. I know it's old, but it's still a perfect example of this Proverbs. So instead of addressing the disrespect in private, he yelled, he cursed, and he jeopardized all of his professional relationships that day. This kind of reaction often leads to regret after the situation cools down. He was about to win his first Oscar for his amazing role in King Richard, but there's consequences when we let our anger dictate our words. So what transpired literally just took away from what was supposed to be a beautiful moment, and it just made it sour. So Jesus tells us to turn the cheek, and someone definitely turned the cheek that day, and it was not Will Smith. All jokes aside, these type of situations happen in our lives every day. We ruin good moments. We ruin family events. We ruin vacations. We ruin weddings and birthdays, funerals and graduations. Moments where we should be sharing joy are ruined because of a moment of uncontrolled anger. The whole vibe changes. So we have to practice patience and self-control in the face of anger. Have a more thoughtful approach to solving conflicts, and instead of letting our emotions dictate our actions. So I'm going to leave you with this last verse. Romans 12:14, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. So God will judge injustice here on earth. He hears our cries. He knows when we're wronged. We don't need to curse others. We don't need to wish them death or illness or misfortune or hell or any evil thoughts. Instead, we bring the injustice to God and trust that he will act justly. So we bring our pains, we bring our thoughts, our feelings to God. Everything that happens in the dark always comes to light. So God knows all hearts and all intents. Let God be the judge. This doesn't mean that we don't call out any injustice when we see it. Like the MTA, it says, if you see something, you say something. Just don't be quick to curse or wish any misfortune on someone. Be slow to speak and quick to listen. As I wrap up today's discussion, I just want to remind you that anger is a powerful emotion. We need to pray for wisdom and self-control. We need to direct our anger into constructive actions rather than destructive words. This week, just take a moment to reflect on how you can express your feelings and seek to align your responses with God's righteousness. So thank you for watching. Let's continue to seek the heart of Christ in everything we do. See you next week. Bye-bye.